This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States could be headed toward a chaotic last few days of 2020 as millions of people lose jobless benefits and federal agencies potentially face a shutdown. President Donald Trump has not yet signed a $2.3 trillion financial package that will fund the U.S. government and provide pandemic relief to the country. The Republican president has demanded that Congress change the bill to increase the size of stimulus checks for struggling Americans to $2,000 from $600. He came under pressure from lawmakers on both sides on Sunday. Lawmakers have called on him to stop blocking the pandemic aid and government funding bill, which was approved by Congress last week. Many economists agree that the financial aid in the bill should be higher to get the economy moving again, but say that immediate support for Americans hit by coronavirus lockdowns is still urgently needed. Unemployment benefits being paid out to about 14 million people through pandemic programs lapsed on Saturday. It could be restarted until mid-March if President Trump signs the bill. U.S. federal authorities say they have used DNA evidence to link suspect Anthony Quinn Weaver to the Christmas morning explosion in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Investigators say the 63-year-old man died in the blast and that they believe no one else was injured. Three people were injured and dozens They believe no one else was involved, rather. Three people were injured and dozens of people of buildings were damaged. Several neighbors of Warner said they had seen a light-colored recreational vehicle similar to the one that blew up on Friday in the backyard of the Antioch duplex for the last several months.